Blog Talk Radio. Our father said that, well, in 1619. And some people say this is a hoax, but I believe he's coming with all the tragic that is going on, all the tragedy that's going on these days that I hear about and that I see. Let's read Psalms 1 and try to remember the words that is written in Psalms 1. I need to try to remember them as well. Psalms 1, chapter 1. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Listen up, white people. You're sitting in the seat of the scornful. You're making scornful people like me. You need to stop that. Our Father is watching you. He knows what's going on. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the waters that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, like a leaf also shall not wither. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor stand in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the sinner, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. No, he does not know the ungodly. Father, I ask that you give those who are listening understanding of what has been read. Open up their mind and ears to what has been read. I pray that in your son's name, in Yeshua's name, also people call him Jesus. Well, see, before I go on, I need to, I'm going to Deuteronomy. I think I left off at chapter 10. I read chapter 9 last week, and I finished reading chapter 9. So you know what Deuteronomy is about. It's about Israelis coming out from Egypt. The Egyptian Pharaoh was asked to let his people go, and he would not after our father put these 10 plagues on him. Do you know what the 10 plagues are? See? Well, I will tell you to look through Exodus 7 through 10, and you'll find out what they are. The first one is blood. He turned the waters into blood. The second was frogs. The next one was lice and gnats. The next one was flies. The next one was livestock. He killed, well, he didn't kill them, but they fell dead. He killed horses. The horses fell dead. Donkeys fell dead. Camels, oxen, and sheep, and all of the livestock that you can think of. The next one was moles. He put moles on people. That's because the Pharaoh wouldn't let the people go. And then he put hail and thunder and fire upon the people. Now he's calling hail and thunder to happen now. These days, he has not given us locusts, which is the next one he gave those people of Egypt. And then the last one, the next one was 3 days of darkness. And after that, the final one was where the death of the firstborn. That's when Pharaoh let the people go. And they did not go empty-handed. They left with stings. I'll just leave it at that. Like we are going to go, we're not going to go empty-handed. When he comes, those who have enslaved us, they are going to have to, well, we're going to take out what is left of them. We're going to take it with, we're going to take those things with us. Now, I didn't even tell you, Sheep, about we want, like this song says, that Lionel Richie sings. He says, we want salvation. And that's true. We want salvation. I'm here because he told me to feed his sheep. I don't know how he knew me and why he would tell me that, but he did. And it was a scary thing for me at first, but now I'm reading the Bible and I do make mistakes. So if any of you, if our Father has, if he can talk to me, he can talk to many of you out there. I'm thinking about the donkey. He has a donkey to talk. Who was that? Laman? I read the story about this guy, this donkey, had to speak to this guy because the guy was hitting the donkey. And the donkey, the last time before he hit the donkey, after he had hit the donkey asked, you know, why started speaking to him, and he spoke to him. And if our Father in heaven can make a donkey speak, he can make me speak and you speak too. Even though I make plenty of errors, my Father in heaven is probably listening. I hope that he is listening to what I have to say, because I'm trying to tell you, see, that we must study to be approved, you know, rightly dividing the word of truth. We know that. We should know that. I try to tell you that in each of my lessons that I bring to you all. I also try to always bring you something that is informative that you may not know. And for you, those of you who do not believe that, as those people I'm watching on the Science Channel, I don't want you to be like that guy in Saline, Texas. He was in Grand Saline, Texas. He burned himself up. He was a minister, and he couldn't get the people, his congregation, to really take care and listen to what he was saying. So he was talking, he had told them all of his life. He had been told racism and how he was taught that. He was told that and he was following that. But he found out when he read the Bible that that was not the thing. He found out that we black people are the chosen people. We're the chosen ones. And we are acting as if we don't know that. We should not. Let me say a prayer. We should not act as if we don't know that. I meant to tell you, Sheep, that as well as I meant to tell you that the day of Pentecost is this Sunday on June the 9th. That's the day of Pentecost. They are celebrating the gathering of the first fruits, the smaller fruits. And then the followed by the second harvest, the first harvest comes first. And that's called the day of Pentecost. Let's say a word of prayer to our Heavenly Father. Father, I want to thank you so much for taking care of all those who are in need of you in the hospitals. In the hospital, some of them are not, they're passing germs. Germs are coming. Father, thank you for taking care of us in our sleep. When I say us, I mean us sheep and all those other people who are not sheep that's trying to do the things, your things, what you have written in the Bible, trying to be good and not follow the devil as the devil wants them to. But so many of them are, Father. And by you having this rain in the Midwest, so they say this, and it's going to travel to the Northeast, have your will be done, Father. I was about to say have mercy, but I changed my mind. Whatever your will is, let it be. I thank you for listening to me. I thank you for providing us good weather here in Detroit, as well as sane, sound mind, good health, prosperity, and all the good things, the blessings that you have given us in Detroit, Michigan, as well as keeping natural disasters away from us, as well as chemical disasters too. I thank you for that always. And I try not to forget to tell you that. I thank you for those things. In Jesus' name, well, in Yeshua's name, his name is better known in the world as Jesus. So we must remember Revelations 12 and 9. I think it was 12 and 9 that the world knows a whole lot of lies. Everything is a falsehood. Thank you for pulling me out of darkness and bringing me into your wonderful light. I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. As well as I should let the children know, and when I say children, I mean sheep, or I sometimes now call them my family, because that's what they are to me. I'm going to let them know the name of this program as well as who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, and I'm going to say happy Sabbath to everyone, because Sabbath starts on a Friday evening and ends on a Sunday evening, and this happened to be a Friday evening. I ask everybody to remember to read Exodus, well, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as Exodus chapter 20. Read all of it for yourself. And remember, the fourth commandment is to remember the Sabbath day and to rest and to keep that holy. I want you to know that. You're going to church on Sundays. Well, that's not what our Father in heaven has written in the Bible. He has not said go to church on Sundays anywhere. He says, keep the Sabbath, and you keep that Sabbath with rest, and you keep it holy. And those of you who are going to the church on Sundays, you just, some of you disagree with me. I hear you, and I just say, they're not being obedient. For them to be obedient, they think that going to Sunday church is all right, but it's not all right. according to the Bible that I know, that I have, and I read from the King James Version of the Bible. He didn't mention in his version any place to go to church on a Sunday. You know, we're getting that from, is a guy, a white pope named Constantine. That's who you're following. You're following after them and the Catholic Church. He was a Catholic person. That's probably why many of you are bound by what the Catholic Church has said. Come out from among them. I read that somewhere in the Bible. Wherever the church is on Sunday, and you pastors on Sunday, read this Bible for yourself. Many of you may not know that Constantine did that. It's in my history book that my teacher taught me years ago. So I would not be telling you a lie, but it is in the history book. Again, I want you to come out from among them and read your Bible, and don't do as this minister did down in Texas, in Grand Saline, Texas. Don't burn yourself up, because if his parents lied to him about being black was being the worst thing on this earth, and whatever malicious and venomous lies that your parents have told you, don't burn yourself up. Let our Father do that if he will, if that's what his will is. He will do that. I thank you all for listening on this Sabbath. Well, it is the beginning of Sabbath. I want you to know this. In the Old Testament, well, first let's say Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of your God. I will also forget your children. That's what Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6 says. Then I tell you, see, to know this. In 2 Timothy, the chapter 2 and verse 16. So 2 Timothy is 2 Timothy. And then chapter 2 and verse 15, it says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babbling. And that's what I think many of you are doing, just babbling. They, you know, that's why hell has increased itself. So, children, see, remember that. I tell you to cease from babbling all that. And I will turn to Deuteronomy chapter 10. And start reading as much of that as I can. But I first must tell you that we read in chapter 7 somewhere in Deuteronomy. Let me just turn back the pages, a few pages, where we are the chosen people. I want you, see, to know that. We black folks here in America, we are the chosen people. The slave owners didn't give us a chance to read the Bible. We would have known this long ago had we really read the Bible. But I had read it 2 times, but my eyes were not open until this past October. My Father opened my eyes. It was like a veil had been put on my eyes. And I started seeing things differently. And I started reading and understanding differently. Listen to what is in chapter 7 of Deuteronomy at chapter 6. For you are a holy people unto the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you. Remember that. Our Father has chosen you. I was just able, for some reason, to understand when he told me to feed his sheep. I don't know why, but he did. And I, as a matter of fact, just about a lot of people in my family are preachers. They have heard the word of the Lord, too. So be careful. Satan comes to destroy and not tell you the truth. Oh, let me tell you all something else. I meant to say earlier before I start reading. My condolences goes out to the young lady who was one of the three folks that was killed within the last 3 months here in Detroit. My condolences goes to her child and to her grandchildren. I pray that Satan would catch the person that murdered her. And I know that I should not say that, but that's happening in Detroit. That is really happening. I hope our Father catches that person too, because, well, hopefully she did what she would normally do. Let me, hopefully she scratched him up or something like that. Let me say that this, Deuteronomy, oh, that's in the Old Testament, you'll find it. It's spelled Deuteronomy, chapter 10. I'll start reading in verse 1 and read until I cannot, until I am told to go off the air. See how I say that? I have spent my time, and I have spent too much time. Chapter 10 of Deuteronomy, verse 1. At that time, the Lord said unto me, hew you two tables out of stone, like unto the first. Remember, Moses came down with two stones in his hand, and he got angry because he saw his followers, some of them, they had converted back into the idolatry, and they are not supposed to do that. This is why he has told them before, like he told them about the plague as well as some other things that our Father had told him to tell his followers, children of Israel. But some of them were gotten. They were so into idolatry that they had asked Aaron to make them a cow, a calf of gold. But nonetheless, let me finish reading. Let's start over in chapter 1 again. At that time, the Lord said unto me, hew ye two tables of stone like unto the first, and come up to me like unto the mount, and make thee an ark of wood. And I will write on the tables the words that were in the first tables that you broke it. Then thou shalt put them in the ark. And I made an ark of shittim wood, and hewed two tables of stone like unto the first, and went up into the mount, having the two tables in my hand. And he wrote that he is our Father in heaven, and he wrote on the tables according to the first writings, the Ten Commandments which the Lord spake unto you in the mount at the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly, and the Lord gave them unto me. And I turned myself, and came down from the mount, and put the tables in the ark which I had made. And these were, and there they be. And the Lord said, as the Lord commanded me. And that means the commanded is another word for order. And the Lord said unto, and the children of Israel took their journey from Beeroth, that's spelled Beeroth, of the children of Jaakan, that's spelled Jaaken, to Mosera, that's spelled Mosera. There Aaron died, and there he was burned. So, there's another word for burning you. Some people choose to go that way, but other people choose to be buried, such as me. I choose to be buried when I leave this earth. And Aaron died, and there he was buried. And Eleazar, his son, ministered in the priest's office in his stead. From there, they journeyed to Gaddish, that's spelled G-U-D, good Gaddish, G-U-D, G-O-D-A-H, to Gaddish, to Jabesh, that's spelled, and let me start that again. From this, they journeyed to God, good Gaddish, G-U-D-G-O-D-A-H, and from good Gaddish to Jotbath, and Jotbath is spelled J-O-T-B-A-P-H, and land to the river of waters, a land of rivers of water. At that time, the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to minister unto him, and to bless his name unto this day. Have you forgot to do that? You tribes of Levi, wherever you are, you know, our Father scattered us in many places. Verse 9, wherefore Levi has no part in the inheritance with his brethren, for the Lord is his inheritance, according to the Lord your God promised him. And I stayed in the mount, according to the first time, 40 days and 40 nights. So he's doing it over again. And the Lord hearkened. That means he listened unto me at that time also. And the Lord would not destroy you. And the Lord said unto me, arise, take thy journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land which I swear unto their fathers to give unto them. And now, Israel, what doeth the Lord your God require of you, but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in the ways, to walk in his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all your heart and with all your soul to keep the commandments of the Lord. Did you hear that preacher up in another place? Yeah, I would say up in Pontiac. You are to keep, verse 13 says, keep the commandments of the Lord. I need to know where he tells us not to keep the commandments. That's where you're saying that you will not keep the commandments because they're the old way. But tell me another way that our Father has said what he said about the commandments. Then I won't be talking about you. I will hold my tongue. And his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. So you are to keep the commandments and his statutes and obey them until this day for your good. Verse 14, behold, the heaven and the heavens of heaven is the Lord your God. The earth also, all that therein is. So all of us people who are on this earth belong to our Father in heaven. So all of us, we should obey our Father in heaven. But I know many of you don't. Just like when I was watching the Science Channel, many of you know, and you're trying to tell me different things. But I say to you, if a fish walked out of the sea and became a man, they should be doing the same thing this day. They're not doing that this day. So, until they start, a fish start walking out on open land and becomes a man, then maybe I will believe you. But right now, just believe everything our Heavenly Father has said and what I have read to you. See, verse 15, only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed, that's us, after them, everyone above all people. You hear that? Everyone above. He chose all the people. He chose us of all the people. He chose us above all the people, as it is today. And we don't know that. Why? Because we have not read the Bible. Or I'm just now understanding. I have read the Bible, but now he's given me understanding to know that we are chosen above all the people on the earth. And you should know that. Now I'm telling you, you are chosen above all the people of this earth. Even though the wicked one is ruling over us, we are chosen over them. We are mightier than them. Didn't you have in your history class, didn't you have the, what was it called? I forgot this just this quick. Maybe I will remember later on as I'm reading. Verse 16, circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart and be not more stiff-necked. Stiff-necked means you're stubborn. And the Lord your God is the God of gods. And the Lord of lords is great God. Is a great God. Now I read that wrong. Verse 17, I'll read over again. But the Lord your God is God of gods, the Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. Excuse me, see, I had to belch. He doeth execute the judgment of the fatherless and widows and loveth the strangers in giving him food and raiment. Raiment is clothing. Clothing. For those who do not understand. Love you, therefore, the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God. Let me read verse 20 again. It's about to finish this chapter. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God. Him shall you serve, and to him shall you cleave. That's what you cling to him and sweat and swear in his name. See, if I want you all to read over chapter again, 10, because I'm messing up so bad. Nonetheless, I will continue until I finish it. He is your praise, and he is your God. What he has done for thee, he has done for you these great and terrible things which your eyes have seen. Thy father went down into Egypt with 60, that's 60, and 10, that's 70 persons, 70 people. And now the Lord your God has made you as the stars of heaven of multitude. So when Jacob went in Egypt, and he walked over there, or he drove a wagon over there. He was not brought over in Egypt like we were. And as time went on, the pharaohs died, and they didn't know. And Joseph, they didn't know Joseph either. They enslaved the Egyptians. That's how they got slaves. In here, in this book, if you read it on to Deuteronomy 28, it's going to tell you when you get to 68 that we were brought over here in the slave ships. We were brought and sold. And that's what we're going to learn. I want your sheep to read chapter 11 as well as chapter 12. If you can, I will be reading those chapters for you all next week. And I just want to ask our Father again to bless us, to keep us safe and sound, keep us from murderers, keep us from those who are murdering our kids and getting away with it. They're not going to jail. But Father, I ask you, those who have done that and think they are righteous, they are serving Satan. I ask you to do the same to them that they have done to our young ones.
Father, help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road.
And for you who are laughing, he's going to do the same for you.
Love one another.
You're going to be a slave.
Heaven might
find a place
in their heart.
Father, thank you for
that. And I know
that's really thank you for keeping us
forever in my heart.
As well as in Jesus' name, I say this quick prayer.
We've got to walk on.
In James chapter 1, verse 15.
walk on through temptation, 'cause he's love, and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful. The Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know he's love. Deep down in my soul,
Jesus,
I know.